If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Msila Kopentlapo joins us once again, CEO of the Africa Rail Industry Association, to discuss their perspective, saying that this marks a significant milestone for South Africa's rail sector. Good evening, Msila. Welcome back to Kaya Biz.
Good evening. How are you?
Excellent. So tell us, you know, this Transnet Freight Rail moving into TFROC and TRIM, I assume this did not come as a blindside to ARIA.
Look, I want to take us back to 2020, where the president came out as part of the economic reconstruction and recovery plan, and this is where the first mention by the president that they will be allowing third party access as part of the recovery and the losses that the country has experienced from the COVID pandemic that did such damage to the economy. And from then we have then had a national rail policy. And then subsequent a document that followed that would then guide on how this private sector participation would unfold and look like. And so the National Rail Policy, it's a policy that has been adopted by government. It went through the National Assembly, National Council of Provinces. Eventually, it was adopted. So most people would be aware what was contained and the subsequent work that were done. But I also need to note that UNTU's concerns should not be downplayed. And at the end of the day, the why of the rail reform, if it does not take care of the needs of South African, that being job sustainability first, and then job creation and real jobs, is this reform going to bring about economic development for companies within South Africa? And that is important, and understand where they are coming from. And as an association, we remain available to engage with UNTU to share what we know and to find possible ways around this. And for instance, how labor could participate with this reform instead of just only being against it. The horse has bolted. Are we going to have a stop completely on everything else, or are we going to proceed and labor will participate differently? And I think that's what is important.
So in keeping
rephrase
my original question then, so the announcement of the 1st of October was not a surprise to you, is that what you're saying? The specific announcement of 1st October?
It shouldn't be a surprise. Yeah, it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone, because in terms of the guarantee that was provided to Transnet, those were the conditions that were provided.
Okay.
And whatever the executive at Transnet is making a decision on is influenced about with those conditions, because they have agreed to those conditions. If they don't comply with those conditions, then they will found wanting.
All right. So just help us understand the benefits from a job sustainability and creation perspective that you see in this latest announcement.
For us, it's not about taking from Transnet, but rather private sector participation is more about supplementing and complementing what Transnet does. Transnet comes from a 226 million tons per annum. Can we as private sector supplement that and maybe increase from 226 and do more of what was previously done?
But they haven't made 200 million in a long
hold
time.
Hold on. As a board, we have done the research on what was previously transported and the areas where there is capacity where private sector could potentially participate in. So I think the potential to participate is there. Now you're bringing in private sector. Who are these private sectors? Private sectors that we know of today are South African companies. But then you need to make sure that there is a transformed private sector. And those private sector players, we see individuals that are coming from Transnet that have were made to take voluntary severance packages. Those are the ideal people that we as an industry would like to see, and see them giving back to Transnet and making sure that the knowledge that they had gained from Transnet continues, but getting them being part of the conversation of the business of railways, because those individuals with the skills are still there. They just need to make sure that they come together as individuals, form an operating company, and those jobs then will be sustained. And on the downstream, on a downstream economy, Silla, in terms of
that people in the downstream. Been, sorry, Miss Ella, it's not a soliloquy. I would like to sort of obviously have a conversation with you about what you're putting forward here. You're suggesting that people who have been offered voluntary packages should just sort of come together and create an operating company and then offer services. You need, this is a sort of a capital intensive project. This would be requiring, you know, these are laborers that you're asking to now come in at a level of competing, for example, for these very rail slots that you say, you know, we shouldn't dismiss what Antu is raising. It seems a little bit of a simplistic solution.
Let me give you a scenario. So you have individuals that were made to take their voluntary severance packages, and they have the necessary skills to run an operating company. What they will need will then be capital, and the capital intensiveness will then come about procuring rail rolling stock. If the leasing company in Transnet is formed, then such companies will then be able to lease the rail rolling stock from the Transnet leasing company and be able to do work. And eventually they'll be able to procure their own rail rolling stock. But the rolling stock is there that could be made potentially available to such companies.
Okay. So one of the things that you mentioned at the top of sort of the section of what you were discussing was you spoke to the fact that there were 220 million tons that were transported by Transnet, which is a target, or 200 million is a target they weren't able to reach last year and hasn't been reached in some time. One of the concerns that was just raised by Antu is, of course, the doubling of the amount of times from 9 hours to 20 hours to move, for example, stock or a product. How will those efficiencies sort of benefit new clientele if they're unable to necessarily meet the needs of Transnet as it stands?
It's important that Treasury understand the business of railways. The third party or bringing private sector into the network will not make sense if the infrastructure is not fixed and invested in. For Transnet to be efficient or private sector coming on board to be efficient, the efficiency is not decided by Transnet or any operator, is decided by the quality of the track. And then therefore money needs to go into those railways, the tracks. Where does the money come from? The money cannot come in a form of loans. Transnet, through funding that is available through the unions, through the pension funds that the very same government employees contribute to, that GPF, they have money that they're investing. If railways are such important to the economy and it promises higher returns, why are the government employees' pension funds are not being invested where the employees benefit the most?
Because it's not government money, yeah. it's individuals' money. So it could be for the same reason that a private investor doesn't invest. Just because it's a government employee's pension fund, it doesn't mean, we don't do prescribed assets anymore. If it's clearly not as viable an investment as the alternatives that their portfolio managers find.
I would think differently. I think the portfolio managers also may need to have a one-on-one with our services area. So if If it's your money, you need to choose between having your money invested to fund a building of a mall. Would you choose to have your money invested in a mall, or would you choose to have your money invested in something capital intensive? It goes with a mineral business that is profitable. And would you choose to have your mine in a mall or in a coal line or an iron ore line?
Okay. Thank you very much.
I would choose to have money going into the railways.
It would benefit you at REI, I get that. But I appreciate that. Look, we'll have the PIC hopefully by the end of the week, and we can have their perspective on how their portfolio managers see things. Really appreciate your insights. Msila Kopentlapo, CEO of African Rail Industry Association, or ARIA, talking about the unbundling of Transnet.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.